This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're hearing from those who were there last night at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, as an employee opened fire, killing six people and then apparently taking his own life. Police found him dead. Jeremy Basham was at the Walmart in Virginia last night.
I saw three people down. I saw another person's body come out in a shopping cart. I was inside. Several shots hit.
Jeremy Basham, courtesy of local news XTMX. Still no known motive for the shooting, which also put four people in the hospital. The AP's Julie Walker.
Officer Leo Kaczynski says when police went into Walmart, they found the shooter dead along with the victims and the injured.
It's sad. You know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime it's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around.
That audio courtesy WVEC. There have been 40 mass killings in the U.S. so far this year, according to a database by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University. I'm Julie Walker.
The alleged shooter in the killings of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub is scheduled to make a court appearance this afternoon.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge is scheduled to appear in court by video from jail. According to court filings by Aldridge's defense team, Aldridge is non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them. Aldridge was beaten into submission by patrons during Saturday night's shooting at Club Q. Investigators say the motive behind the shooting is still unclear, but Aldridge faces possible murder and hate crimes charges. I'm Donna Water.
This is expected to be one of the busiest Thanksgiving travel holiday seasons in the past couple of decades, according to the AAA. The Georgia Supreme Court has reinstated the state's ban on abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is AP News. The U.S. is sending more aid to Kyiv as Russia keeps hammering Ukraine's energy sources.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. The Pentagon's top weapons buyer met with partners in Brussels last week to discuss how to keep the weapons flowing. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Russian rocket hit the maternity wing of a hospital in eastern Ukraine today, killing a newborn baby and critically injuring a doctor. The mayor says it's very dangerous to be there right now. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.